This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am Corey Fleckin, your host for the first hour. It sure has been another volatile week in the U.S. equity markets and, for that matter, markets around the world as we continue to see markets in Asia and in Europe sell off while the U.S. markets, it really just matters on what yesterday happened. If it was a big sell-off, then you can almost bet on a little bit of a buy coming back in. But there is a downtrend in place. We'll talk a little bit about that in some further segments, but right now I am chatting with Jeff Christian. He is the managing partner at the CPM Group. And Jeff, what I want to talk about is something new that the CPM Group is doing, and that is actually posting buy and sell recommendations for, I guess, more traders in the sector. And that really goes to show, I think, that we need some more people paying attention to the metals, not just being these diehard long-term holders saying, we're just waiting for the end of whatever it might be, the financial system, the markets, the global economy, and that's when gold is really going to run. Even when you're in boring and depressed markets like the precious metals right now, there is still money to be made. Can you please share with us why the CPM Group started publishing these recommendations, please?
Well, we've always had shorter-term recommendations for clients, and we charge, you know, an arm and a leg for that kind of advisory services. But one of the things that we've been doing is that we're now taking those short-term recommendations, which are like 1 week and, you know, 1-3 month type horizons, and we're starting to make them available elsewhere. So we've started with just spot gold buy and sell recommendations on a website called Goldex App, where you can actually trade gold in five different locations on your smartphone. And we're just posting these things saying, like, look, over the next 5 days, you know, the price, you know, if I just look at an example of what we did, you know, for a couple of weeks ago, the price was $1,205 at the beginning of October. And we said, you know, we think that over the next 5 days, the price could fall, so just stand aside. And then the price started rising, and we said, okay, now the price is $1,225, and we think that it could go to $1,235. So let's not try to hit a home run. Let's try to hit a single. And, you know, the price went to $1,241 a couple days ago, this Tuesday, and we said, okay, you know, let's take our profits there. So that's like a $15 profit in about two days, I think it was, you know. Now, capitalize that and look for a slightly higher price. Or actually what we were saying to some of our clients then was, you know, look for a pullback, and if it gets down to 1235, buy again, which it has done over the last couple of days. And, you know, we're looking for it to go forward. So we're posting these things on Goldex now, and then we're talking with several other companies to post gold, silver, platinum, palladium buy sell recommendations for, you know, spot metal, but also for futures and options and forwards. And the idea really goes back to the core of CPM Group. You know, since 1980, when we were at J. Aron, before we even merged into Goldman Sachs, we always had this posture that you make more money if you buy and sell the commodity rather than if you're just buying it and holding it. And, you know, if you go back, we have a track record of our intermediate calls since 1980. And if you had bought gold the day we started that track record in December 1980, the price was double. In fact, on the day that we started that track record, we said sell gold. Don't, you know, don't just not buy it, sell it, go short. And we've kept that record. And as a result, instead of doubling your profits over the last 38 years, you would have they would have risen about 13 or 14 fold. So the point being that if you treat gold and silver as investments, as financial assets, you can probably make a lot more money than if you just buy it and throw it in a vault or a safe and wait for a financial Armageddon.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. But you know what? Gold and silver seem to have that mentality behind them that they are an asset where you buy and hold forever until that one action or event does happen. And you know what? There is maybe a small portion of the portfolio for that, but it really is about treating gold like an investable asset. There are many different ways to invest in gold these days, whether you like them or not. The ETFs can be a very liquid way to trade the metal. And if you're still paying attention to the sector, as close as I know a lot of our audience is, making money even when the market is going sideways sure makes it a lot more tolerable than just watching your portfolio go sideways. But it all comes down to kind of sentiment and how gold and precious metals in general are viewed by the overall investing community. The sentiment, there's no doubt about it, still very negative towards the precious metals. What's it going to take to bring in new investors, even the younger investor, and even the trader who can be trading these, even when the actual metals price might be moving sideways in a midterm or longer term sense?
I think there are really like two very distinct sets of things that have to happen. The first one is what will happen that's happened in the past. You know, we're looking at a world where the stock market has been very volatile for the last 3 weeks, and the stock prices in the United States have dropped, and they've plunged. But if you take a deep breath and you look at the chart, they've plunged all the way back to where they were in June. So as catastrophic as the decline in the stocks have been over the last 3 weeks, it's nothing. I mean, we're back to where we were in June, and we're still at near record levels at the top of a 10-year bull market. That doesn't mean that there are bigger problems ahead for the stock market. It means that it hasn't really been scary enough to drive people in. And, you know, we look at what's going on, and there are all of these problems gathering on the horizon, political, economic, financial market ones. There are big problems out there. And in many ways, I think the world is scarier today than it has been since World War II and the Great Depression, the 30s and 40s. But those problems continue to be on the horizon, and I think they actually have to show up on Main Street before people really get excited. The way that it was in 2008, you know, 2006, 2007, things were starting to wobble, and no one paid much attention to it. And it really wasn't until Bear Stearns went down in March of 2008 that people started saying, well, wait a second. Now, by that time, gold had already risen to about $800 an ounce. And then when Bear Stearns went down, it shot up to 1,000. It came right back off to 900, which was a great entry point. You know, so I think that the first set of things is the world, as scary as it is right now, has to get even more scary. And it will over the next 2 years, over the next 5 years. And that's going to trigger investment demand. But the other set of factors goes back to what we were talking about, and you mentioned younger people. I think you have to have a gold industry and a gold market that treats gold and silver as an investment and reaches out to new markets and says, look, sure, there are these people who are buying this stuff and holding it against, you know, financial catastrophe, and every 20 years it looks like they're right, and then the governments paper it over and the price falls back. But these things are really investments, and you can buy and sell them the same way you do ETFs and stocks and bonds and currencies, and you can make money there. And right now, the gold and silver industry do not effectively market their product to investors. And that, I think, is one of the things that has to change.
All right, Jeff, we are out of time, but it's always great chatting with you. I always find your advice and views on the market very level-headed. Jeff, great chatting with you. Thanks again for your time, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Mike Larson. He is the editor of the Safe Money Report over at Weiss Ratings. I chat with Mike every 2 weeks, and we discuss usually what's going on in the U.S. equity markets and any other markets that are catching Mike's eyes. One of the aspects that I think has been so valuable over the last few months when you and I have been talking, Mike, is that you have been advising your subscribers perfectly how to play this downtrend demand and the volatility in the U.S. equity markets by looking at some more defensive sectors. But what I do want to first talk about is a stat that we're not through this month yet, but the NASDAQ is on track to have its worst month since 2008, so 10 years. What's the bigger picture problem that you think we're seeing that deals with the NASDAQ, and also the S&P is on track to have a multi-year down month? What's the big picture here?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, we had that big run-up, or we obviously had a great bull market over the last several years, and we had sort of this blow-off high in December and January, and then this first volatility explosion. And I think the character of this market really changed beginning in February and March. And you know, a lot of the things I saw, technically speaking, some of the fundamental developments and so on, and especially what I saw going on in credit markets, this absolute love affair with overhyped, overowned, overloved tech stocks. You know, FANGs are the poster children of it, but it really goes beyond FANG. A lot of chip stocks were in the same boat. A lot of private companies that aren't yet going public or that have recently gone public. I mean, your things like Uber and DoorDash and all these other companies. There is really a complete, utter new tech mania is what I've been calling it. That's very similar to what we saw in the dot-com bubble back in the late 1990s. What's happening now is so much money was being directed into such a narrow group of stocks that as soon as something comes along to prick that bubble, I mean, you have an overabundance of fund managers, of retail investors, and so on that, again, are highly concentrated in the same names. So once the selling starts there, it's almost like a boulder rolling downhill or a snowball rolling downhill, and it really gathers steam as it goes because more and more people panic and try and get out. And that's what you're seeing happen in the NASDAQ. We all know that 2008 was not a good year for stocks. So when you hear that NASDAQ is having its worst month since November of 2008, that tells you that, you know, you're having real problems behind the scenes. I mean, you look at Facebook, Netflix, Amazon, again, all these overowned, overloved stocks, they're all getting hammered. And there's one kind of common thing that unites them and a reason why a lot of them are selling off. It's that they have very generous valuations, number one. But number two, especially in the case of a company like Netflix, their entire business model relies on the ability to keep borrowing cheap debt, billions and billions of dollars of it, never generate, or at least not for many, many years in their business plan, generate any positive cash flow, much less earnings, and they just figure, oh, well, we're just going to keep borrowing it from other investors and invest in our business. The problem is a lot of these companies haven't proven that they have a real business. I mean, I mentioned Uber earlier. We all use Uber. We take it there, you know, when we in place of taxis a lot of the time. But the problem is the company's been around for 9+ years. I mean, this isn't some startup that just started last month. They've been around for 9 years. They have never made a penny of operating profits in almost a decade. They've burned through like $20 billion of capital. They're supposedly worth $120 billion in this most recent funding round. And what's the multiple to their earnings? Well, they don't have any. So, you know, it's an infinite multiple. So it doesn't make any sense. You have a lot of companies, again, that have relied on cheap credit, very abundant credit, and, you know, the sort of misguided assumption that that environment's going to keep on going forever and ever, amen. And that's what we're seeing now. The reason things are changing is that, A, the Fed has been raising interest rates. B, the Fed has, you know, completely shut down its QE program. It's actually doing QT, quantitative tightening, and rolling off its balance sheet. As a matter of fact, the Fed's balance sheet has shrunk by about $350 billion from its highs. And you have similar moves about to get underway or starting to get underway in Europe and so on, in other countries like Canada and the UK that are raising interest rates. So all that is sort of draining away this excess liquidity and starting to prick that bubble we've had in some sectors like tech. Again, I saw it coming. It's why I've been telling people, you know, don't be chasing those other names and sectors. Get into things that are defensive. So, you know, we talked about maybe what's defensive. Things like utilities have been good to us. Things like consumer staples, if you can eat it, you know, if you find it on a store shelf, the company that makes it might be a decent investment here. And I would also say I've become more enamored recently of gold. I've been watching the pattern in gold. It's very similar to the pattern in volatility. As everybody grew extremely complacent and volatility measured by the VIX and so on was coming down, people were deciding, you know, why am I even investing in gold? What's the point? It's, you know, it doesn't yield anything. And, it, you know, why do I need this sort of protection against the unknown and against chaos in the markets when volatility is low and keeps falling? But you've seen a real change now. In the last several weeks, gold has kind of carved out a nice bottoming pattern. The gold miners are looking progressively more bullish. So if there's a sector that I hadn't really been involved in before, but I'm starting to like from a sort of volatility or chaos insurance play standpoint, it's definitely gold at this stage.
Yeah, that means a lot to me, Mike, when somebody like you is now paying attention to gold. It's one of the aspects of why the precious metals have been so stuck in the mud, really, is because it's a small group of people that continue to pay attention. But when some of the more generalists start to look at the sector and even put their money to work, that's when that sector can really get moving. Can we also talk about the U.S. dollar, too? Because the U.S. dollar is showing some relative strength, and that can usually put kind of a damper on the precious metals. But we're not just talking about the precious metals here. What about the U.S. dollar? Do you see that as a safety play as well?
Yeah, what's really interesting is I think we're likely to see a trading pattern here that's very uncommon. It's not normal. And I think that what we're likely to see, and we're already seeing it to some degree, is for volatility to go up, the dollar to go up, and gold miners to go up alongside. To me, it's all part of sort of the unwinding of this QE, you know, extreme confidence in the markets and central bankers trade. As that begins to unwind, you know, gold is almost a way of saying, I don't trust what the central banks are doing. I don't expect the artificial calm we've had to persist. So what do I want is protection. I want to buy, you know, protection in volatility markets. So the VIX has already gone from 10 or 11 up to, you know, the low 20s, and I think it's probably headed higher from here. I want to own some gold as protection. I think people are making that decision as well. And I think the U.S. dollar, you have to remember one of the sort of reasons why it would go up is that a lot of money was borrowed in U.S. dollars by foreign countries, emerging market countries, developed market countries, and so on. A lot of, a lot of dollar-based debt is out there. And as countries look to unwind that, that is actually provoking sort of a risk-off move in the U.S. dollar. So I think that, again, if you believe, as I do, that the dollar going up is a risk-off move, volatility going up is the same thing, and gold going up is the same thing, well, guess what? You could have the perfect trifecta there in three asset classes that generally don't move together, moving together. So I think, you know, investments in any of those types of universes make a lot of sense to me. On the flip side, if you own things that represent trust in central bankers, trust in sort of the credit markets and so on, you're in a lot of trouble. I mean, things like regional banks, financials in general, I mean, these stocks have been trading like death warmed over already, and there's a very good reason for it. It's that they're beginning to see this unwinding of this credit bubble that we've had, not in mortgages like last time. It's more on the corporate side this time. And it's really in everything from leveraged buyouts to junk bonds to emerging market debt and so on.
Hey, Mike, always great chatting with you. Again, check out Mike's newsletter, The Safe Money Report, over at Weiss Ratings. Mike is a fantastic individual to listen to when it comes to looking at markets with a very level head and understanding what's working and the dangers that present themselves within these very volatile markets that we're seeing right now. Mike, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Chris Kimball. He is the founder and editor of Kimball Charting Solutions. I've been having Chris on the show on a more regular basis, actually every week now for about the past 3 weeks, updating some of the charts that he is watching. I highly recommend going to Chris's website at KimballChartingSolutions.com and checking out, at the very least, his free blog where he presents some of the charts that are catching his eye. I am a subscriber, so I get to see some of the more in-depth charts. And what I first want to start talking about here, Chris, is how you treat these support and resistance lines. A lot of people, whether they're technicians or not technicians, they mention support, resistance a lot. And sometimes I think it can get a little muddied in terms of how to trade these, but you sent me a chart that is the transports weekly. And the test that this chart is coming to about the third time just this year at this lower level, looking to potentially break down. But again, support can usually be a tradable bottom. How do you treat something like this in the transports when you see that third test coming this year?
Thanks, Corey. Great question. And so if we were to look at a 20-year chart of transports, the thing that we'd first notice is definitely that the trend is from the lower left to the upper right. It's definitely up. And so then if you zoom in closer, Corey, this is a chart that we've shared is over the last few years, but particularly this year, it's chopped sideways. You know, so we've had a couple of highs in January and then a high of earlier this month, but we're also at the bottom of the trading range. So you know, there's really not a bull or bear trend going on in the last 12 months. It's just a lot of sideways chops, kind of an EKG-ish look. It's just back and forth, back and forth. So, you know, right now, Corey, as you just mentioned, we're testing the lows of this year for the third time. this week. It's not complete, but it looks like it's trying to create a bearish reversal pattern. But also, if you take the series of higher lows off the 2016 lows, it appears that we've got a double support test going on. And then the ugliness of leg has caused momentum to reach the lowest level since the 2016 low. So answering your question, we treat this as an opportunity for those aggressive people to buy on support. And the thing is, no matter how hard any of us try, we're always going to be wrong. So I always think the first question is, what do you do if you're wrong? And this is a really clean opportunity to be buying on support. And then just setting yourself a couple of percent below the trading range lows of this whole year.
Now, what about if you're looking at resistance levels? If a chart is testing the upper bounds of a trading range that it had been in, one thing that comes to mind was when we saw the gold stocks like GDX continue to test that upper part of their range back last year and then break down, unfortunately, unable to break to the upside. How do you trade that? If you have a long position, do you sell at these levels or do you short? What's your strategy?
Another great question, Corey. I'd say we'll draw a line in the sand. Is the trend up or down? If the trend is up and you're hitting resistance levels, if the trend is still up and you're worried about risk management, I'd just do nothing more than keep the position and try to pull up the stops. You know, but if, say, like the miners, whether it's gold, silver, the mining shares, Corey, which they keep making a series of lower highs, lower lows, lower highs, lower highs, lower highs, and it's up against that falling resistance line, you know, that becomes the 800-pound gorilla. So there, instead of just pulling stops up, if you've been fortunate to catch the counter trend move, we're going to be more likely to, you know, want to harvest the gains and then see if it's going to continue to fall back. But then what if it does break out? Well, then that's the time you just want to go hop on board the breakouts. If you're in a downtrend, you're up against resistance, I'm going to be a lot more inclined to take profits at that resistance line.
Okay, and that's just kind of the safe play, I think, to do something like that, not get too greedy, especially if you are in a gain position and you see that it has been somewhat range-bound. There's another concept within technical analysis that I want to discuss, and that is trend lines, especially long-term trend lines. There's a chart that you presented that is the XAU, so the Gold Miners Index, and the SPY, which is the S&P chart. This has been in, I think everybody understands, a downtrend, about a 7-year downtrend. This downtrend line still remains in place. However, we have seen a bit of a bounce back. How important are these downtrend lines, especially when they are this long-term of nature, 7 years?
I love this. As you know, Corey, you've been nice and kind to look at my work for a while. As you know, the ratio that you're talking about of the miners to the S&P has been heading down, of course, because miners have underperformed. They've been reflecting relative weakness to the S&P. But the interesting thing is the lows that took place in the ratio in 2016, we're right back there again. We're trying to see if this ratio is creating a double bottom. Trend is still down. Like you just said, Corey, long-term, 7-year resistance line is still in play. And so, you know, the miners compared to the S&P would send a really positive signal if it could break that 7-year line. You know, and it hadn't happened yet, but on a weekly basis, these can take a few years to form. There's a chance that a long-term W bottom is taking shape there.
Now, sometimes when you see these downtrend or even uptrend lines broken, it can break, but then pretty quickly pull back to back within that general trend or that general range that it had been in. What do you take away from that? How long do you need to see a break happen, or is even just a short-term break enough to tell you that either sentiment or the overall market is changing?
I think, you know, the ideal situation, Corey, is, you know, some assets, they take out a resistance line and they just get a ticket to higher prices and they never look back. I think, you know, the ideal situation is particularly like you mentioned, if say you had a 7-year resistance line, you know, if you could have your bucket list wish on a technical basis, it would be a breakout and then it come back to test what had been resistance over and over and over again, that it takes that old resistance and tests as new support. Typically those are when some of your best rallies and opportunity of buy points take place is when the old resistance is tested as new support.
So what do you think with this chart, this XAU to SPY chart? We haven't seen, again, that breakout happen, but we have seen a double bottom, you can argue, put in place over about a year and a half. How encouraged are you by the resilience, I guess you can say, in the metals and the metal stocks compared to that high volatility we're seeing in the U.S. equity markets?
I'd say, you know, if the question, Corey, is are we getting a bullish signal from, you know, the mining space, I'd say it's just neutral. You know, there's been some, you know, the longer-term trends down, which are negatives, they're below moving averages, which are negatives. We're trying to see some reversals taking place. You know, one that we haven't talked about on the show that we can in the future is nothing more than the silver-gold ratio. If you look back, Corey, for 25 years, it's found support at current levels. I think like six different times, multi-year rallies have taken place from these current levels. So the trend is down. It's not suggesting to be the long-term buy and holder, but this is a place where inflections and turnarounds, you know, can happen. And that's why the silver gold chart is such of interest to me. The XAU SPY ratio, they're really testing long-term pieces that I don't think there's any reason to be anxious. As we talked about on a prior conversation, Corey, if something's really going, if the train's going from A to Z, you don't have to be on that train at station A. You know, we want to see, let's get this train moving in that right direction just a little bit, because if it's really going a quality destination, that's what matters more than the exact entry point that you got on.
Yeah, that's a good point, and something that I try to drive home a lot is that picking the bottom, yeah, you can feel really smart, but it's a very, very tough thing to do, and sometimes you're better off to wait for that trend to be established and then start to ride it. But, hey, Chris, we are out of time. Great chatting with you. As I mentioned, I love your website and outlining a number of different charts on a number of different sectors as to what's catching your eye. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we will be chatting again next week.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, I am chatting with Dan Oliver. He is the founder of Mermican Capital. And Dan, there are a number of topics that I do want to talk about. And the first one is a topic that you are very well versed in, and that deals with credit cycles. What we are seeing here in the U.S. is rising rates, whether you look at the AAA or BBB corporate rate. The fact of the matter is these have been going pretty much straight up since 2017. Yes, I know we look at yields in terms of treasuries, and those have been pulling back a little bit recently, but quite frankly, they are still in an uptrend. When we are in an environment of rising rates, especially after so much money was just created and given to corporations, that is an issue for these corporations when these rates go higher. Can you please break down some of the issues that you see as rates go higher and the lack of corporations being able to sustain the borrowing that kept their stocks and their companies afloat?
Well, thanks, Corey. Mainstream economists look at the level of interest rates, and they'll tell you that interest rates are still very low in historical terms, and they're right about that, of course. But what I think is much more important is the direction in which rates are going. And if we think about where rates have been since the crisis of 2008, the Fed made federal rates almost zero, and corporate rates didn't go to zero, but they went to very, very low levels. And that encouraged companies to do all sorts of crazy things, because when your debt capital is so cheap, just about any project looks profitable. And so they run out and they fund all these malinvestments, and now we're seeing rates rise. So again, it doesn't matter that they're low in historical terms. What matters is they're much higher than they were when these companies began all their projects 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago. And so it's no surprise that you're starting to see stress in the market. And this is particularly a concern because, as we all know, one of the things that has been driving the stock market higher over the past few years, several years, are corporations borrowing money in the debt markets at very low interest rates to buy back their equity. And they do this because the executives are compensated with call options, and this sends the equity higher and makes the executives rich. But the problem is it makes the capital structures of these businesses extremely fragile. And so when rates go up and they have to refinance that debt that they took on, not to invest in new technology or new products or new plant or anything like that, but simply to buy their shares back, well, all of a sudden it costs them more money just to maintain that structure. Not to mention the fact that higher rates makes the rest of their capital structure more expensive, and also that of their customers. So orders tend to go down, and that stresses the businesses. So I think it's a big, big problem for the economy as a whole, and the stock market in particular. And that is indeed what we're seeing, that as these rates go up, the market's falling. And what I would add, that the historical perspective on this is that the Fed, it was not designed to enforce price stability, but they took on that mandate in the mid-1920s following the panic in 1921. And what happened in that episode was you had a big bubble out of World War One, and then the Fed said, hey, you know, prices are much too high. We'll raise rates to constrain the market. And they did that. And they didn't stabilize prices, which they were trying to do. They actually caused them to flip over because they hit a tipping point and down the market went. Then they printed the money to stabilize markets again and brought prices back up again. And they've been playing that game ever since. They did the same thing in 1920 and 1929. They raised rates to control an out-of-control market. And again, they didn't just stop it. They tipped it over a tipping point, a waterfall, and down the market went back into the Great Depression. And that's precisely what they're doing now. There are all sorts of quotations. If you look back at the last few years by Yellen and others saying, hey, the markets are really out of control. We got to raise rates to rein the market to stabilize them at the current level. But, of course, markets are very unstable. And what I think is very, very interesting and dangerous to the broader markets is if you look at the Fed statements recently and also the Fed behavior the last few years, what generally happens if we look at the last few crises, the housing crisis, the internet crisis, the Asian crisis, is that by this point in the cycle, when you start seeing a weakening companies, or there are little banks rolling over and Argentina rolling over and Turkey rolling over and stress in the Chinese banks, and you look around the world and you see all these little pyramids falling down, Italy's on the brink, this is when the Fed usually starts making soothing noises and then eventually starts easing conditions. So we saw this in the run-up to not 08, but 07, in May 07, June 07, little things started blowing up, little funds, and the Fed started easing overnight rates to make things better. And they did manage to delay the final reckoning another year. In this case, we had the Fed still talking tightening. There was a Fed governor who gave a speech just this week to when the market was in free fall, saying that because the market had only fallen back to where it was at the beginning of the year, the market was not going to impact economic growth, and therefore the Fed should keep tightening rates. And again, it betrays a complete misunderstanding of how the cycle works and why momentum is so important in financial markets, not just levels. And so what'll be interesting to me is when you have this toxic brew of the credit pyramid tipping over, when the Fed is in fact still tightening, at what point do they do the embarrassing and necessary thing for them of a complete about face and say, hey, you know, actually we're going to start printing money again to support the economy? My guess is it won't be until the panic is a lot deeper than it is now, and that might not take a lot of time. I mean, depending on how fast margin calls go out and how fast these things liquidate, I think the Fed could be in a very different mode very, very quickly.
Yeah, we just don't know exactly when the Fed is going to switch rates or switch course, and they have pointed to when they get to that neutral rate, but that's another 3 to 4 rate hikes out. So can they even get to that level, or how bad the markets get? We'll see just how willing they are to let those markets pull back.
Well, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. Is you have markets in real volatility now and real problems, and the Fed is still marching higher. As you just said, you know, 3 or 4 more rate hikes they've telegraphed. And the question is, can they do it? And if they do it, what will the world look like? And again, what will it signal if and when they have to retreat from that and say, hey, actually, now we're going to support the markets? Again, I think the markets would have to be a lot lower than they are now. But once you get the momentum in the downward direction, you start getting cross defaults and you start getting cascading defaults. You know, the effort involved of stopping that becomes more and more. And so, you know, again, I've said for a long time that the thing that stopped the last panic was it wasn't QE that came later. It was the suspending of mark-to-market accounting and also the guarantees. The Fed issued $6 trillion in guarantees to stop the panic. And that number now is going to be much, much bigger because the debt levels involved in the economy are much, much bigger. And everyone's seen the movie before, so I was able to pull the trigger much faster than they did last time. And so I think the Fed's going to have to really start getting aggressively supporting their artificial markets. I mean, of course, this will fail at some point. They should fail. They're going to fail no matter what the Fed does. But if I were Fed governor and my mandate was to support as long as I can, I'd be very, very nervous right now.
Dan, can I also get a quick comment on that health of the overall financial sector? Because that's another key determination of just how shaky the markets can get. You look at something like the XLF, which is the Spider Financial Sector ETF, and that's at 52-week lows. So that's already showing that there's a lot of weakness even in the financials.
Yeah, of course. I mean, think about what does a bank do? A bank takes your deposits, which they pay zero on, they haven't paying zero on, and then they lend it out to businesses at, again, pretty low rates the last few years. And all of a sudden now, their cost of capital is going up. You know, it's interesting. I had a friend of mine, deposit rates have been zero for so long, I don't really think about it. I've got cash in my checking account. I don't have anything out of it. I don't think about it. And a friend of mine just told me about Treasury Direct. I didn't know this. You can sign up for this service with the U.S. Treasury where they zoop the money right on your checking account into a Treasury bond and then return it to you automatically. And the one, I think the 3-month rate is 2.2%. Or I think the 1-month rate is like 2%. So, I mean, I can hit a few buttons and start using 2% of my money instead of 0%. So why doesn't everyone do that? Or is there some momentum and lag you have to figure it out? But point is, the banks love this deposit capital because it's so cheap, because it's zero. But as rates go up, all of a sudden the pressure to do some of their money starts also increasing. So that increases the bank's cost of capital, because now they got to go borrow the money in a interbank market instead of relying on lazy people like me who are leaving cash in their checking account untended. And so, again, as rates go up, the problem is, as you know, that the business model of a bank is to borrow overnight funds and to lend it out at term, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. And so the problem is you lend money out for 10 years at a certain interest rate, and then over 10 years, if your cost of funding goes above that rate you locked in, you start making negative cash flow, and that is deadly. And so I think that's why there was this meme going around 6 months ago that higher interest rates are better for banks, they make better margin. I mean, maybe on new loans, if anyone's borrowing new loans, but that doesn't work for old loans and legacy loans. And there's an even bigger problem, which is, And Victor Soberanzo wrote an article about this a few months ago, that part of the function of the bank system is to fund the state. And one of the ways they do that is they say that if banks buy treasury bonds and keep them in their hold-to-maturity account, which, of course, is an accounting fiction, they don't need to mark them to market.
All right, Dan, unfortunately, we are out of time for the radio, but we will continue this conversation for our website. So everybody listening on the radio, please visit our website, kereport.com, and click on the weekend show posting. Just a reminder, we do post daily commentary all week long. If anybody has any questions or comments on certain companies that we follow or you think we should be paying attention to, please email me at fleck@kereport.com. I always love hearing from everybody, and everyone have a great weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.